Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. In November, a public meeting was held in Hamilton Township to talk about the possible development of 1,600 acres of farmland along County Road 2. That is nearly two-thirds of the land between Port Hope and Cobourg, from the 401 to Lake Ontario. Many concerns were raised at the meeting, but nothing was moving forward at the time. No sale had occurred, no plans were going before the township staff or council. Still, many residents were concerned. Since then, a group of residents are gathering monthly to monitor the situation. On today's show, you will hear from one of the people who is quite concerned. Paul Burnham is going to talk about the impact on his family's farm. This includes a retail market and other operations that abut the east side of the proposed development. He is also a member of the group of residents monitoring things. He will explain why he and his family are so worried. I'm so pleased to have with me today Paul Burnham, a local farmer representing his family operation in Hamilton Township. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
How did you first hear of a proposal to develop 1,600 acres of land between Port Hope and Cobourg along Highway 2 that is owned by Hunkel Farms?
Wow, that's it. There was a whole flurry of events. I guess I was contacted by Donna Cole. That was one way I found out. And she just alerted me to that. And then there was a notice of a meeting. And just people all of a sudden start talking about it. There's a lot of different alleys, and I'm not sure which one was the first, but yeah, that's how I found out.
And what was your initial reaction when you first learned about the proposal?
Dread. living where we are, between two towns that are growing moderately, I've always been concerned about the fact that someday, you know, developers might come knocking, and that the town is slowly inching towards us more Cobourg than Port Hope because we're closer to Cobourg. But yeah, I said, oh boy, here we go. This is the proposal we've been dreading for all these years. And the fact that it involves such a big area was very alarming. So me and my family were both kind of shocked.
Where are you located in relationship to the proposal?
We are east of the proposal. So the proposal basically starts at our property line on lot 27 and goes all the way to Port Hope, pretty much to Hamilton Road. There's one farm right on Hamilton Road that isn't involved, and then it goes all the way over to our property line, which is lot 27.
So that's going to have a very direct effect on you and your land.
Yes. They're calling it a 50-year plan. So who knows when they'll get started, if they get started, and where they will start, whether they start on the Port Hope side, whether they start on the Cobourg side, whether they start south of the 401 or Highway 2, I'm not sure. There's so few details as yet. I mean, it's not even approved. It hasn't gone through council. But eventually down the road, it's going to mean a lot of things. There's going to be more road traffic, more people traffic. The proposal actually wants to put a road across part of our property, which I don't think they can without us agreeing to it.
Before we get into too many of the concerns, let's just keep it at an overview at the moment, and then we can dig into some of the details. But what is your understanding of the proposal brought forward at the public meeting in November? Just describe how you understand what they're going to do.
I believe it involves approximately 1,600 acres of primary agricultural land, both south of Highway 2 and north of Highway 2, right to the 401. It's currently being farmed by Hunkel Farms and currently owned by Don Hunter. And it involves the development of residential areas, light industrial employment lands, some cultural lands, and 6,000 homes. I think it's 6,000 homes. I'm not quite sure. And then maybe 300 or so of those homes were for related to your income levels, affordable housing. And like I said, they said it's a 50-year plan, and then they basically want to develop the whole property. And at the end of the proposal, they said absolutely no farmland will be left in that area.
All right. Now let's start talking about the concerns. We'll break it down. Let's talk about that thing you mentioned very last, the agricultural lands.
Yeah.
What is the concern there?
Well, all my life, I've been saying that we need to protect our food producing land. I mean, we have a limited resource. Ontario is something like 5% of our total land in Ontario is farmland able to produce food, and we're losing like 319 acres a day, according to Federation of Agricultural Stats Canada. And I've calculated that if we lose that much acreage per day of good farmland in Ontario, then in approximately 111, 120 years or something, all our agricultural land will be gone. We will no longer be able to produce food. We will be relying on United States, China, Peru, all those areas for our food sources. So that's a choice I think we have to really consider when we decide to put houses on farmland instead of farming the land.
According to the county's planning documents, that area that we're talking about is already designated agricultural area.
Yes.
Now, I know there's different levels or types of agricultural area. Can you explain what type this is? Is this the best? Is it the worst? Is it somewhere in between?
Yeah. Our farm's right on the eastern edge, so our farm is basically the same soil types as the soil type is involved. It's all the land being proposed is either class one or class two soil. So class one and class two soil is the best soil class you can have. As soon as you get into class three, class four, class five, class six, you get things like drainage issues, drought problems, slope issues, the land's too steep, stone issues, or, you know, it's too stony or gravelly to produce. So the higher the number, the poorer the soil class is. So the class one, class two soil is the stuff that we really need to keep, and we really need to keep three and maybe sometimes even four, class four soil. To produce the food that we need. And all this land is the best, arguably some of the best land in our county, and arguably some of the best land in Ontario for producing food.
Now, the fact that it's already zoned and we know that it's some of the best land for agriculture, does that give you any solace at all in the face of what's being proposed?
Well, it's our hope. The county, the township can either accept it or deny it. If they deny it, and then the county also says deny it, because neither of those governments have anything like this in their 30-year plan. They have established a growth maximum and target population for the area, and this thing blows everything out of the water. So if the zoning means anything, if our councils turn this proposal down. That is the hope that we have. Whether or not the province will overturn that, the current province is pushing for more houses fast. And whether the province will just rubber stamp it and just ignore the local concerns, that's where the worrying part is.
Now, what about infrastructure? I mean, you think about 1,600 homes. Right now, anything that gets developed in Hamilton Township usually goes on a well or on a septic system. I mean, there's a few exceptions, granted, but most of it, is this sustainable at all?
Well, I've spoken to a fairly prominent member of the Municipal Council of Hamilton Township, and he said if that this goes through, it'll be the end of our Hamilton Township as we know it, because they won't be able to afford the upkeep of the infrastructure, such as roads, sewers, water. Like right now, with that density of housing, they're going to need water, a water plant somewhere near the lake. They're going to need a sewage plant, and theoretically, it's going to be near the lake, because that's where everything will drain down to. And they'll need roads. And right now, we have a 2-lane highway between Coburg and Port Hope. And we have a couple of small north-south arteries that are still only 2 lanes. And as far as I understand, the sewage capacity in Coburg is already maxed out. I'm not sure about Port Hope, but I'm pretty sure it's near the maximum of what they can handle. So I think all the infrastructure involved in this new settlement will be needed to put in. I think the developer has to sort of pay for that, but then after that's installed, then the municipalities, meaning everybody that's a taxpayer, will have to pay for all those, the upkeep of all those facilities.
Yeah, I was wondering about that specifically. There's been so many changes provincially that are affecting municipalities where they can't charge development charges. Does that worry you as a taxpayer?
Oh, sure, Jess. Yeah, I don't see why I should have to pay for somebody wanting to put a subdivision in and start paying for their roads when it's really not going to benefit me. It's going to benefit the new citizens. It does worry me. And I think every taxpayer should be worried about that.
Now, there are other services that are beyond infrastructure, things like schools, policing, healthcare, all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Are you concerned at all about the impact on the greater community in these services?
Well, those first services will have to increase along with the population. If you get that many people moved in, you're going to need new schools. You're going to need possibly a new hospital. I don't know, or upgrade the one we have. And police services, you're going to need more police. So all these services will have to be increased. And that's another knock to your tax bills.
Now, I wonder, you mentioned earlier that you've spoken to at least one politician on Hamilton Township Council, but just looking at the municipality overall, do you think it's prepared for such exponential growth?
No, I don't think so.
Why is that?
Well, basically, there's no services. You can't put 6,000 wells on that area to provide the water. You have to provide a central water source. And therefore, you have to have central sewage as well. And we just don't have that. So, no, we are prepared for that. I guess that's part of the 50-year plan. If they can sell the fact that they're going to do that, all that stuff over 50 years, then that's where you're going to have to go. But, right now, I think it was a surprise to everybody, including the townships and the county. And, we're kind of waiting right now to see where this thing's going to go.
Now, admittedly, this is not the usual type of development Hamilton Township staff or council deal with regularly. Are they up to the task?
I think so. They have staff that have plotted the future growth of the area. And these are staff that are trained in the planning issues. So they've developed a plan. They've developed an official plan, and their plan calls for so many houses in the next 30 years. And so, they've got that. But to throw this at them like that, I don't know how they're going to handle that. it means a whole new, it's a whole new plan, a whole new official plan. And then you just throw the old one out the window and start over again, and figure out where you're going to find the money to and to support all this stuff.
Have you spoken to anybody at the municipality, like staff or anybody like that, to ask them what they think?
Yes, we have. They kind of, they're surprised. They didn't see it coming. They're basically saying, like, right now, there's no way it can go through. And the only way I think it will go through at this point, from what I can gather from the local staff and politicians, is if the province overturns, you know, our official plans. And what's, and then I come back to why do we even have the official plan, if official plans, spend all that money and staff on doing that, if the province can just come in and say, ah, that doesn't matter, we want to do this. It kind of throws our local political system under the bus.
Have you spoken at all to the MPP, David Pacini?
I will be speaking to David on Friday. We have the Federation of Agriculture, the local branch, Northumberland County. We'll be meeting with David Friday morning, and that will be one of the topics that we'll be talking about. So, no, I haven't talked to him yet.
What do you hope to say to him?
I hope to control my temper. But yeah, I would like to hear from him as to exactly where the province will stand on this, if they are approached by the developer, if the developer is turned down at our local council. I would want to know from David what the province will do if they're approached to pass this thing. I would like support from David. David's always told us that he's a big supporter of saving farmland, and there's lots of development potential between here and Toronto that they've already have planning for. They already have planning for the number of houses that the province wants without this one. So this is kind of a shot in the dark by the developer, and it's just not in the cards currently, as far as I can see.
The proponent, Jimpalo Developments, stressed at the public meeting in November that no land has been purchased at this point and no applications had been made to the township in relationship to the project.
Right.
So what's the concern about? Sounds like this is just a lot of talk.
Yeah. Developers have a lot of money. They have a lot of patience. You have a landowner who wants to sell this property, and you have the developer who wants to buy the land. But developers don't just buy land to farm, they buy land to develop. So that's the concern. Whether they're just testing the waters right now, I don't know. I suspect they think they have a favorable government, provincial government behind them, should they decide to put this proposal forward to council. So I don't know. I don't know any details of any purchase offer. I suspect their offers might be based on the fact that they get the rezoning necessary to go ahead, but I don't know.
Have you spoken to anyone at Jimpalo?
Yep, we spoke to them after the meeting. At the meeting that they had in Baltimore.
What did you learn from them?
As we spoke to the guy that was putting the proposal on, I can't remember his name. The guy that's doing all the talking.
Is that Tony Kerr?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, he was my daughter, and I approached him, and basically he said, "Well, my time is up. I had to go home. I'm losing sleep." And my daughter pointed out to him that this is your job to face this. And he said, "Well, no, it's My clock has run out at the end of this meeting, so I just have to go. That was kind of ignorant. And we spoke to one of the head of their development department, the guy that was there. And he appreciated our concerns. And then their whole shtick that night was that they're trying to get, you know, trying to see what the public wanted. And naturally, when they find all that stuff out, they're going to present that to council, I guess, and try and alleviate all those concerns that the public has.
How do you feel about the answers and how you were treated?
I wasn't surprised. We're small peanuts when it comes to what they deal with. Their goal, their job, and what they're getting paid for is to buy land at a certain price, develop it, and make a profit out of it. And that's what their concern is. They're not concerned about agricultural land, obviously. They're concerned about the bottom line. The bottom line is buy property at X dollars and sell it and develop it and sell it for 2X or 3X. Make sure that, you know, at the end of the day, they're making a pile of money off it. That's their concern.
How do you respond to the arguments that say we need affordable housing? You've referred to affordable housing a couple of times, but is that a valid argument in this case?
Well, it is. And I think we do need affordable housing, but I don't think that what they're proposing is affordable. Somebody asked them at the meeting, what's affordable housing? And then they said, well, I don't know. It costs $600,000 to build a house. And I said, okay, how's that affordable? It's not affordable housing at all. It's just low cost housing, which is not really low. Well, it is compared to $1.5 million house. But you still have to deal with, you know, with people who have, you know, a couple kids and maybe a single income, and how, you know, they need houses. And in my opinion, should this go through, I think we really need to think about high density housing. As much as people don't want that, well, I'm sorry, not everybody's entitled to a half acre lot and a 6-bedroom house. You got to have, if you're going to waste farmland, if you're going to destroy farmland like they're proposing, then you have to make use of it. And to make use of it, you got to put those numbers of people, high number of people on per acre, whether it's townhouses, whether it's multi-story apartment buildings. You need to pack them in, because if the government continues to want this province to grow in population and they want to house them all, then figure out a way to do it without destroying your natural resource and destroy your way to produce your own food. Because just putting one house or four houses per acre is not gonna help anybody. You're losing too much land. You're losing too much potential there.
There's been a lot of talk recently about Wesleyville and the proposal to develop a nuclear facility there.
Yeah.
And if that goes forward, then they're going to need to develop homes for workers. How do you think that might impact the decision making around this?
How close do people need to live to work? That's the big answer. People now are working in Oshawa and Toronto and living here. You're going to need, if that's what you're going to do, you're going to need houses. People might still live in Whitby and commute down here if they already have a house. Yeah, it's one of those situations. Yes, you need houses for people who work there. And fine, put the houses somewhere where it's not going to affect, make the least damage environmentally and food produce and agriculturally speaking. Like, there's areas you can do that.
What actions have you taken beyond what we've talked about so far? What's going on in the background?
I'm part of a group of just concerned citizens that met. We met on this and talked about strategies. And our first step was to put together a survey. So we established a survey. We put it, all the members took copies of it. We put some copies in our market and asked people to sign it if they wished. And I think we have well over, we probably have close to 800 or 900 signatures by now, I would think, total of people who are opposed to this development. So that's where we are now. Until there's a concrete proposal coming to council, we're sort of battling an invisible foe, because we really don't know what we're up against. We don't know the provinces stand on it. Apparently there's no land sold yet. But we'll see if that happens.
How many people belong to this committee that you're talking about?
I think there's 8 or 9 of us.
And how often do you meet?
We have had one meeting so far.
Okay.
And then the holidays came along.
Yeah. So what's the plan then going forward?
I mean, you're asking us to give up our strategy. like I said, we will meet again and talk. I think we are meeting this month. We're going to talk more about it and figure out where we're going to go from here. We have some, we're sending some feelers out to different people and trying to get some more resources.
Paul Burnham, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're quite welcome. Anytime. Just give me a call.
That was Paul Burnham, local farmer representing his family operation in Hamilton Township. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.